Hello, hello. Welcome to the Mother Days. I'm one of your hosts, Teresa Palmer.
And I'm Sarah Rae Dawson. Hi, Daisies.
Hey, Daisies. Hi from Bondi Beach, where I just was yesterday. And I got absolutely roasted for the second time during this shoot. And the first time it was such a big deal because I posted on Instagram. I was like, this is about... No, I don't know, the beginning of January. I was like, oh no, I went out. And yes, guys, I did not put a drop of sunscreen on because I've done this before. I've done it in my mind safely before where I've tried to like layer up my tan. Like I go out, get a bit of a base tan, and the next time I start really building on it. Anyway, did not work. For whatever reason, Bondi Beach, that sun, it's like you actually just sizzle. So I showed up on my first day back at work after the Christmas break with the worst tan lines, and everyone had seen my Instagram post, and little did I know there was like emails sent. Everyone was freaking out. Like, what are we going to do? Yeah. Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then got to work and I told them, I was like, guys, I know my skin, I swear to God, it's just going to brown. Like it's even fine right now. It was only just slightly pink. And so the next day got to work and it fully turned brown, which was the day I was having to show a little bit more skin. And so they were like, okay, cool, cool, cool. Like, we trust you. So, and then I joked on Friday, I was like, ooh, it's looking sunny this weekend. Like, I'm going to go lay out in the sun.
Oh my God.
And there was just like this unanimous, the whole makeup truck went, no.
No.
Did I listen? Did I listen?
No, you did not. You're going to be in so much trouble.
I didn't. Oh my God. Okay. So, guys, I don't know if anyone's watching. I look very puffy faced because I just woke up, but I look like I have a little bit of rouge on the old cheeks. That, my friends, is sunburn. Don't have any makeup on. And then, okay, you got to jump on YouTube and see this. So what happened last time was I had my straps up a lot. And I got that awful strap line. So yes. I was like, okay, so this time I'm just going to kind of pull my straps down and try and even that out. So I did that. And now I actually just have a a white line of tits and then a bright, bright red stomach. Okay. I'm going to show you
Please
guys
show
right
them.
Now.
Show them all.
Okay. So here's,
so bad.
Here's my stripe. Literally a full white stripe. This is my stripe. And it is so painful,
this
you guys.
So
this
bad.
Feels so painful. And the bottom of my tummy, hopefully I don't show off any pubes. Okay. The bottom of my stomach.
Oh my God.
Some pubes popped up.
Look at that.
You are so red, Tez.
That is so sore on the hip, guys.
So painful.
You know, this is all my own fault.
Really good for that is bear butter. It actually makes some burns like go in.
I don't have any left. I tell you what happens in my household when I get that with Mark.
Everyone takes it.
Is in top form at the moment, actually.
He loves his skin routines.
He literally is like the king of skin routines. And like brands will send me a beautiful big package of gorgeous like masks and like beautiful like organic oils or whatever. They are gone. And then about maybe 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh, so someone was meant to send me. He was like, oh yeah, it came. And I was like, well, where is it? I literally open the bathroom cupboard and it's like a quarter full and he's been using it every day because it's always like, how good does my skin look? Doesn't my skin look good?
Stop.
And this morning I gave him a hug because, guys, I'm trying really hard with my affection. This is like a major problem for Mark, is that he says I'm not affectionate enough. And even yesterday while we were at the beach and I was tanning, and in fact, I was doing things that I don't usually do at the beach, which is boogie boarding. I was doing so much boogie boarding for hours with the boys. I'm kind of into it now. Like the cold sucks at first, but once I'm actually in the water, I love it so freaking much. So I've been doing this. I get out of the water. All I want to do is lie down and sizzle my stomach. And Mark is like, babe, I've been thinking about like the lack of affection thing, and I actually just did a Google, and I've been reading a study on like why people aren't very affectionate, and there are some scientific findings. I was like, wait, he said, you know, it's a lack of your own self-love. I was like, I fucking love myself. I love myself. I'm sorry, but it's probably the fact that like, I have 1,000 people jumping on me at all times. Like, I think, in fact, it's not a lack of self-love. It's a lack of self-care. And I was like, I need time for self.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to have cuddles and snuggles with me, jump on over. Come and, like, hug me. Yes, it doesn't pop into my head first thing in the morning because it's like first thing in the morning you should come over to me and give me a cuddle and give me a hug. And so this morning I had his voice in my head, and so I started walking out the door and I heard him be like, oh. I'm like, oh, okay. So I came back, gave him a hug. I'm like, babe, I love you.
He actually said, I don't love you.
He went, oh. I was like, oh my God, okay. So I walk over to him and I gave him a hug, and he also got burnt yesterday at the beach. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so hot. Like your skin is so hot. And he was like, I thought that you meant like my skin was looking hot, like because of what I have been treating my skin and tending to my skincare. And I was like, no, I meant your temperature hot, but yes, your skin is hot too. Yes, you are hot.
Your skin is gorgeous,
but you're also temperature hot because
you got
burnt. Anyway, it was so, so stinking funny. Oh, that's just, you know, my husband and I are dynamic. And it's sort of like this little skit. Like we have this little skit where it's like, I'm the unaffectionate one and he's the one that wants affection. He's the one that will text me and be like, I'm feeling codependent. Like, do you love me? It's just so sad that I love you more than you love me. I'll get those texts frequently when I'm at work. But I know it's his little like skit. So it's kind of funny. And anyway,
it's kind of a joke. It's like part joke, part true. It's like, I need, exactly. No, I feel like I do. I have like something like that too. You know, like I was reading this like character description about this like audition that I had out loud, and it was just making everybody giggle because, I think the part that made me laugh so much was just that Wyatt
thought it was funny because I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm kind of like this character. It says, you know, oh, she's 40 years old and she's like, thinks she's a decade younger and she's a little bit needy. Literally everyone's like laughing because that apparently is me.
What?
I was like, whoa, needy, hello. I feel like I've done such a good job at pulling back my neediness in life and can kind of like take care of me and what I need now. But it is hilarious because Eric and I are, he doesn't need, that's not his love language. He doesn't need that. And you know, there's moments where I'm like on my period or feeling vulnerable where I'm like, and now I just, the way that we communicate now is I'm just like, I'm just feeling really needy today. And I think I just need a hug, you know? And he's like, oh my God, yes. But it's cute. It like makes me laugh. But I know that Mark is doing a skit where he's like doing his making skit. It like it's a thing. But it's not doing like,
it
real.
So he can still get it. So he can still get the things. So he was like, I'll do it in a funny way.
That's right. Because if you were just like, I need your love, you're like, okay.
I know. I'll be like, because
this message is sponsored by Greenlight. So as your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier, right? So we're not up in the middle of the night a million times, potentially, and they can start cleaning up after themselves. They can do some vacuuming and they can help out around the house. Okay, so then other things don't, like having conversations about money. Well, the fact is kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring chores customized to your family's needs, and then you reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, I remember being a child and my chore was I had to unload the dishwasher every day. Did I get pocket money, Sarah? No, I did not. Things are different these days. And millions of people and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It is the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I feel like that knowledge is so empowering and being able to give them this access is just going to make them feel so good when they go to purchase something or donate to a charity or whatever it is. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/motherdays.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know what it is about me. I just like, okay, I just have this thing where I am like, I don't need anything. Like, I don't need anything from you. I would like things from you, but I don't need anything from you. And if I like my thing, he'll come and hug me when I'm like in the middle of racing around and packing a bag for the beach, right? for the kids. We have these kind of unofficial roles, and it's like, I am the bag packer. I am the day planner. I do the calendar. Yes. I do like all the communication with the school. I pay the bills. I've got my certain things, right? And like, he's got his certain things that he does in the family. But so if I'm in the middle of like ticking off things off the to-do list and he comes up for a snuggle, I'll be like, okay, they're there. And then sort of run off really quickly. And I'm trying so hard.
It's so hard.
You're hard. Like, take a breath and stop. This is really funny. I'm in the middle of something. I'm like picturing this yesterday where I was like picking up towels from the floor and being like, oh my God, these towels are wet and we need them for the beach. And maybe if I hang them out the beach buggy on the way down, they'll dry. And like in my head processing, like, okay, I need to bring fresh undies for the girls, but with the boys, I need to do fresh undies and fresh shorts because they're wearing their swim shorts. And where are the hats? Where are the hats located? Where do they put the hats? Oh, Forrest has only got his sneakers. Where are his sandals? Like all the things in my head, like running around doing it. And then husband comes up with the little puppy dog eyes, like Mimu, like wanting to have a snuggle. And I'm like, I'm just in the middle of doing things. It's just funny. And then I was so pissed at him yesterday.
So good.
Because I had, Sarah and I had a meeting scheduled in the morning. And from the meeting, I went straight into doing this meeting with a producer that we're working with developing projects, one of which is Mark's new TV project that he's working on. By the way, dopest idea ever. We're very excited. Anyway, so I was like, cool.
So excited.
I'll do this. I'll get into the work. Boom, boom, boom. And it was a full hour of pitching and writing ideas down and, you know, just like on it, right? I'm just fucking on it, in it to win it, my one day off work. And then Mark has gone to F45 during this time and the kids were out there and they were allowed to go on their iPads and whatever. So I had time to have this meeting because we had given our au pair the day off. So we were like, hey, you can just I've got the day off work. I want to be with the kids. Like, you just go do whatever you want. So of course, I finished this meeting. I'm on a high. I'm like, woo, that went so well. I run out into just a wall of screaming children, like, we're starving. Oh, like everyone's like, it's like so dramatic. Like poets, like, I haven't eaten in 4 days. You know, like all these big stories, which I know is not true. And Forrest is like collapsing on the ground, being like, I can't go to the beach because my stomach is empty. And they've of course just woken up, gone straight on devices because I've starved them of devices all week because I don't get devices during the week now at all. No screens, like no TV shows, nothing. I've gone so hardcore. Yeah. So it's finally the weekend. They're so excited. And we count Friday as a weekend because it would be like Friday night, you know, after school. So They finally get to have their device time. Obviously haven't even thought about having breakfast. Didn't ask Mark for breakfast because they're so excited to go on their devices. Mark's gone to F45 without making them breakfast, which in my head is one of his like unofficial rules as a cooker, as a guy who's passionate about the food and the shopping and stuff. I just assumed because I was on the business calls that had been taken care of. So I'm just, as I'm running around trying to pack for the full day beach, the kids are like, I'm dying of starvation. And then Mark comes back, has just pulled up from F45. Kids are like at me wanting food while I'm trying to like do what I think is my official job, which is packing for the beach. And then he starts roughhousing with the boys, like in the middle of roughhousing, like just going, and the boys love it. You know, that testosterone, like jumping on dad, he's full roughhousing. As he's doing it, he's spitting out this scientific study he's just read about, did you know that roughhousing makes boys feel like more secure and it makes them stronger and it makes them feel like more confident in the world as he's roughhousing with them? And I'm like, amazing. Like, what a great study. But also, the moment you stop roughhousing with them, they're all going to be so riled up and hungry. Like, this is just making this harder to leave the house. And he was rough, like full on being so silly and in such a playful mood. But I was going further and further into my grump zone because I was like, ugh, I've just been working and doing all this stuff and I've come out and now the kids are all riled up and they're starving and I'm trying to pack and get ready for the beach. And then actually Mark, it was good. He was like, oh, because I'm not the one that typically gets grumpy. He's the grumpier one in our household. And he pointed out that I was getting grumpy and he was like, are you feeling better? And I was like, no. And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, oh, that was so silly. I got really, and he's like, are you actually legitimately grumpy at me? And I was like, yes, you just came back from your exercise class. And then probably because you had testosterone just pulsing through your veins because you've been working out and lifting weights. Like you go roughhouse. Now the kids are all riled up. I just want peace. I just want peace. I just want to be quiet. I want to just get out of the house in a way that feels really good. I don't want to feel stressful walking down to the beach. And then I had to take some deep breaths and I was like, oh, I feel better. I feel better. But yeah, it was, that was like my little thing that I had with him yesterday. And we had a big laugh about it because he was just being silly and playful, but I was not in that headspace. I was in the headspace of like, okay, cool. Now we've got about 6 hours to be at the beach so that I can really sizzle myself and come back looking like a lobster. Like, woo, let's go. Let's go get him. Anyway.
I get like that too. I wonder what that is. Cause I kind of get into that mode sometimes where it's like the list of things that are in front of you can become a little stressful. It's like, okay, I have to grab this and I'm packing that. And you get into like almost like this robotic like mode of just, or, you know, definitely when I'm packing on a trip, I get like that. Yeah. And then I do get grumpy when anyone interrupts me or if like, you know, it's, I feel that way too. It's almost like it becomes stressful. And Eric got this saying from, a friend of ours, this girl, Carrie Faherty. She like runs this amazing company called Faherty and she's like a mindfulness expert, like meditation expert. She like, you know, at their business meetings, like does like a mindfulness like session before they start their meetings. Like she's amazing. But she said this thing to him one time and she said, we know what to do and we do it with ease. And at first I was like, I don't get it. Like it didn't really get in there. And then Eric says it all the time. And then at some point I was like, can you just like break that down for me? Like just, I get like what the sentence says, but like, help me really digest it. And he was like, well, we know what to do. And we do it with ease. We can do all of these things and make it stressful and like have the timeline and have the thing that we're getting to and like whatever it is. And like we get kind of like amped up inside because we're like, this one's screaming and this one's hungry and this is happening. And like, why didn't so-and-so whatever? But it's like, if the list is going to be there one way or the other, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Do we get to the end of it like feeling lighter and, you know, in a good place, or do we get to the end of it and we feel like, oh, I just need to get in the freaking car? I mean, because that's sometimes how I feel at the end of the list.
Totally. And it's just not worth the stress.
And sometimes you can't help it. Like sometimes you start down that path and then one thing takes you to the next thing, to the next thing. And so I've now started to say that line to myself from Carrie and from Eric. I know what to do and I do it with ease. I know what to do and I do it with ease because it helps me to like go, yeah, this can be like a lot. Like I have 27 things on my list for today and five of them are technology driven. So they're frustrating. The other ones have to do with like kids. This I get to be creative, but I can't get there until I finish this. And then, you know, and so that saying is really starting to, has really started to help me because when I did my angel reading with Taylor, she talked about how I needed to like write things down in a list that I'm going to do just because they all kind of can float all over the place. And she's like, the way that, you know, your angels are saying that like, just keep like putting things down on paper and like put a list. If it's for the year, if it's for the month, if it's for the day, like whatever it is, but like write it down and check it off. Because for me, they all float out here. And it's true. And I think for same a lot of people, like they float all out here and you go like, oh, right, I was supposed to do that. Oh, yeah, knock yes that one off. Oh, okay, so that one's over here. And it's like, sometimes you get to the end of the day and you're like, ah, like I feel like there's seven things I forgot to do.
Yes, yes.
But if you have it like mapped out, it makes it easier. So anyway, I just, as you were talking about that, I was like taking it on so much in your story, because I was like, this resonates on such a deep level.
And I could feel it. I could feel the like seeds of resentment. Like I could just feel them coming in. I'm like, oh, he got to go do this fun thing for himself. And
exactly,
I was pushing these things, you know, and I could just feel the little seeds yeah of resentment dropping in. And then when he like tried to hug me and he was like, are you still mad? I'm like, oh my gosh, actually, let's break this down. I just want to be with my family and having the best day at the beach. This is what I'm excited about. And actually, me feeling like this right now is not going to lend itself to having that kind of joy-filled, easeful day. And so I just totally let it go. Yeah. I had a laugh at myself. And we had the best day at the beach, sunburn and all, the best day. It was so fun. And Bodhi and Forrest really overcame their fear of, because there's been just so much in the media recently here in Australia about shark, like great white sharks and a kid getting eaten by one recently, like a 15-year-old boy. Oh,
like eaten completely or like a bite?
His leg got ripped off and he died in front of his dad.
What?
It was awful. Yeah, yeah. So it was just awful. This like up and coming amazing surfer boy. And there's just been so many more stories in the media about sharks. So my kids are legitimate, like, not sure we're going to go in the ocean. So I was like, Bondi Beach is safe. Like, we're not even going very far. We'll go up to our waist, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they really overcame that fear yesterday. And we were in the water with those boogie boards for hours and hours, just having, and Bodhi said to me, like, this is the most fun I have had in so long. I love the ocean. I love, because he was always just, you know what Bodhi's like even when we go down to the beach, surf culture is not a part of our life at all. It should be since we're Australian, but Mark's not a surfer. We don't spend that much time at the beach. So he's not like one of those typical Aussie little dudes who's like, woo, can't wait to get the board out and go surfing. You know, that's just not his thing. He really overcame that yesterday. And now even this morning was like, when are we going back? Mom, maybe for my birthday you could get me my own boogie board, like a really cool one. I was like, yeah, for sure.
Cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. But that's so true, Sarah, everything that you said. If you're able to stop yourself in the moment and find the perspective, it actually like really helps you to recalibrate. And I'm the same with the list writing. I have to do it. I have to, and I've been doing it a lot more this year. And in fact, I'm going to make this suggestion because we went from having essentially a bookkeeper, someone doing like keeping everything together, paying all the bills, like being on top of the finance stuff, and a business manager, to having no one and to doing it ourselves, because I thought it is about time that one of us, Mark or I, really, really like get into our own finances and come up with our own plans. And we have got a financial strategist, but that's more for like investments and stuff. And she helped us get our American house, which is an investment property, and then also somewhere for us to live when we're in America. But one of the things I've done, because my brain works similar to yours, like I'll remember all these things, but just as you said, they're floating around and I'm kind of grabbing at them. But like that, it's very, when it's in that headspace, I feel like it is very easy to overlook one or two things. Maybe they're not the top priorities, but they still need to be ticked off the list. And what I found was that for the bills, I have put together, I was about to say the name of my email. No, I'm not going to tell you guys that, but I have a bills email that has the word bills in it. And I have it very specific for every single communication I have with anyone that I'm paying out, you know, the pool person and like piano teacher singing teacher. And it all goes that one email. So I have that one separate. So that I can go to it, I can flag it, and I have a little thing in there which has been paid and unpaid. And I've made everything electronic now, so I don't have to worry about bills going to the American house when I'm in Australia or bills going to the Australian house when I'm in America. So that has been something that's really, really helped me. And I have been, as I've been ringing up the different companies and switching over the emails, all the feedback's been like, what a great idea. Oh my gosh, I should do that too. So I'm putting it out there in case you guys want to do that. It has helped me really separate things and I've just got a bit more organized. However, one thing recently, a tax thing got overlooked and I was meant to transfer a bunch of money over to my American account. And that got overlooked because I was doing too much. There was too much going on and I'd forgotten to write down my list of things I had to achieve that day. And as Sarah was saying that, I was like,
yeah,
oh, I really sort of berated myself the other day for forgetting that. And it's sort of a very important bill that I forgot to pay and I got around to doing it yesterday. But because I haven't been as micro-organized with my list making, my daily list making, that one has slipped through the cracks. And I just think as a busy parent, when you have kids and your life is so flat out and you're trying to remember all the things for school and all the pickups and all the drop-offs and all the work emails to get back to, if you can find your system of being really, truly organized, it actually will help those days when you just want to go to the beach feel less stressful because you've already achieved so much. You're already up to date. You have your little list you can look at and know that, okay, after I go and show up and I'm present with my kids, I'm going to take 2 hours out to get those four things ticked off the list. So I think that's a really interesting point that you raise. And I love that your angel intuitive, it was your angels and, you know, your team of light that guided you to help you feel more in control with that stuff so that you can enjoy all those beautiful, special moments where it is your downtime and you're not having to worry about things that haven't been ticked off.
Well, I also think, like, you know, everybody has these, like, thoughts of creative downloads that happen, right? So you like get an idea and, you know, you're like, oh man, that's a really good idea. Like I should work on that. And I'm like, well, I have to work on my regular job first. And then like I need to hang out with the kids and I have to go to the grocery and I need to like, you know, do this and do that and whatever. And so we've talked about before, like when you get this like download from the universe of an idea or whatever it is, like you really need to try to like write it down, work on it right then. You know, it's like, sometimes it's really hard to put everything else away, but if you can work on it right then it's like, you know, that's when the creativity or the thing or whatever is flowing. And so for me, I think it was like in terms of that, because sometimes I almost look at the creative part as the fun stuff and the stuff that doesn't necessarily like, you know, maybe it's going to be a thing that would make money for me at some point, but like I have to separate those things in my head. So I'm like, what's the most important like thing to work on?
Yes.
And sometimes the creative part feels like fun versus work. So it's like I put it off instead of tackling it immediately. And so writing those things down, I think, is like part of what's really helpful as well. And also just putting it out there, I think the creative stuff is super important. And that's the thing that that's the switch I'm trying to make, is like the more that we can do with our creative brain, like it, I think it's going to help everything. It's like that might, you know, bring up something else that you're excited about or give you another idea of like something that you're working on. And so I think that that can just help get all those juices flowing, which I think is so important.
It was so funny. Mark, who is in here right now. Mark, come and say hello into the microphone. Come here. He looked at himself in the mirror to make sure he looked hot enough first. Say hi. Hello. Hello, hello, Daisies. He walked into the room just now. Do you want to tell me in real time what that was about? He literally...
I want to make sure I didn't have anything on my face.
I was talking about your skincare routine and how you steal all of my products and how when I gave him a hug today, he was like, and I said his skin felt hot. He thought that, he was like, oh, my skin looks hot. Yeah, I've been really working.
The temperature of my skin.
So I mean, as you were talking, Sarah, Mark walked in the room, looked at me and went, like made this like slitting throat.
It's the kids. Not for you guys to cut. It's just like, it's getting real out there. Surrounding and having to clean and have responsibilities.
So they're winning back their device time. And so we have this thing where we take these devices from these children when I've already starved them from devices because they are not allowed them from Monday through Friday. They're allowed them Friday night.
Okay,
wait, will you get me my breakfast?
Yes, that's where I'm going.
Where are you going? You're going to get breakfast? Yes. Okay. Thanks, love you. He gets me my breakfast every day, guys. It's really
can
sweet.
You give me some breakfast too from somewhere?
Can you get Sarah some? Just we'll smush it through the computer.
I know.
He's like, I just want to hang out with Sarah and Eric. So the kids, so we'll start. He came in and was like he was done with parenting. He had cut himself off. He's done. Yeah, he retreated. He's like, he was out. I'm freaking
tapping out. I've been out there for 27 minutes. I'm out.
27 minutes and I'm just done with it today. No more parenting today.
No, thank you.
Oh my God. No. because we've starved the kids, I just said to them, they lost the iPad yesterday because we played a 4-hour game of Key to the Kingdom, which, you know, we're obsessive board games. Night it literally took four hours to play this game. It's the best adventure game from the 80s and 90s. I used to play it as a kid. So we've got this vintage game that we play and it's Forrest's favorite game. We played it, but like the competitiveness reached an all-time high because at the very end of the game, you're racing to win and one person has this secret key, but you don't know who has it. If you land on each other, on the same spot that person's on, you can steal treasure from them. And sometimes you're stealing the key and you can tell by people's face when they look at it, if they've got the key. And so it was this crazy race at the end and the boys were getting so competitive. Poet was scream, crying, running up. Like when the key got taken from her, like she just could not manage her feelings and like kept on quitting and would like run off. She was naked. She would just like run off naked into the house crying. Like, I'm done. And we'd have to try and rope her back into the game. And she eventually won. But because of like some, I mean, it did go for 4 hours and it was almost 9 p.m. by the time we finished it, but I was determined to finish the game.
Oh my God. It was so late.
It was literally past the kids' bedtime. Everyone, we were getting bitten by mosquitoes. We were still just trying to finish this game. And because of like some bad sportsmanship, I was like, my quickest like out when I'm like done with any sort of behavior stuff. I'm like,
you're like, that's
cool.
It.
Okay. Well, you guys have lost devices. Yeah. That's it. You've lost devices. That's the thing. And sometimes I say you can win it back. They're like, our one day that we get devices, you've taken it from us. So this morning they were like, oh, it's a device day because it's Saturday. And I was like, I don't know if you recall, but last night there was some bad sportsmanship during the game and you'll have to win it back. And Brody's like, how do I win it back? And I was like, okay, because their chores in the house is they do the dishes. So Forrest is a sprayer and he puts the dishes off to the side and Brody loads the dishwasher. So that's how it works.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so you guys can get your chores done and then you can pick up one of mum's jobs and one of dad's jobs. So one of mine is like spraying down surfaces and dad's is like straightening up, like if there's cushions on the floor, which there are because they built an insane fort, which they've had up for about 7 days now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, guys, the fort, like you stopped playing it about 5 days ago. So it is time to pack up.
Fort's gotta go.
That was always the excuse. Like, no, we're still playing in it. And I was like, but you're not.
No,
you haven't been in there for so long.
Yeah.
And so that they're giving Mark grief out there because they've had to pick up those jobs. So I'm just like, well, if you guys want devices today, then you will do that. Anyway, a little insight into how we handle our boundaries in the Palmer Weber household.
You have to have them though.
You do. You do. Otherwise, it's a free for all, you know? And I remind the kids. And like, you think, like, I know they think that this is quite strict, but I have seen other families.
Not at all.
And oh my God, they have it so good. I remind them all the time. Like, and this is good for them to not have never ending screens. And I know Bodhi's got a little friend who is allowed basically to be on screens, like from the moment he gets off of school until 9 p.m. He has a friend like that. So he always compares. But so-and-so gets to have this. So-and-so gets to have soda when they want. So-and-so. And I was like us adults, let's not be in a state of comparison and let's go back to like, what are we grateful for? Are you grateful for the life adventures you have? Like, I'm so fun. I make your life so fun. Like, there is so much. Every day I'm thinking like, what is the fun activity to do with the kids? Like, you just have to sometimes help them put it back in perspective. And but yeah, so this will be interesting as soon as I'm off this podcast, running back into that room and seeing where the spirits are at. Are the spirits high? Are the spirits low? We will see how the rest of the day will unfold.
We do that too. Like our, you know, you guys all know, because I've talked about it on here, that our kids have like their, you know, community list or task list that they have up in the mornings, and they like mark everything off. So they know when they first get up, they're like unloading the dishwasher and putting on their clothes for school and like all of those things. And, oh, wow. There was just a FaceTime that happened. I'm on Eric's computer and I'm like, how did that happen on here? Sorry about that.
Like, hey, do not disturb.
Hey, no, I don't know who it was. I just declined it immediately. Sorry, Eric.
Sorry.
It's his computer. Oopsies. Anyway, so yeah, so I think like the boundaries, sometimes it's hard to be that person who's like laying the boundaries down. You feel like, oh, it feels like it just keeps happening over and over again. You get into these like cycles, but it is so important. And they do say that the younger that you can give kids responsibilities in the house, like 2 years old, 3 years old, hey, can you help me put these plates away? You know, these like kids dishes. Like, can you put away the Tupperware? Like, whatever it is that's at their level, like, it gives them that sense of independence and responsibility. And it's just so good for them for later on in life to like understand being that member of a community and like being able to help out and chip in. And it's like that philosophy of leave it better than you found it. You know, like Eric says that all the time. It's like we leave it better than we found it. It's like that, you know, you when we talked about this before on here. So I think it just really helps, you know, kids when you set that boundary, that line down. Yeah. Not that we know everything because we don't, but I think it helps.
I definitely think it helps. And I can see the girls, like I've been doing it with the girls. I mean, Prairie's 2 and, you know, Poet's 4. And we'll sing the song, domestic duties, domestic duties. And then the girls will sing their little bit, tra-la-la-la-la-la. Then we all sing domestic duties. That's our song. And we sing it as we're doing it.
That's
and
very
the girls
cute.
Are doing the washing with me. And I've actually taught them at such a young age, like, oh, we separate this pile here. And oh, look, do you see that little stain there? That one needs a bit of a spray. Let's spray that one and set that one aside. I'm also just teaching them like life skills that I did not learn until I was about 19. So actually like having it ingrained. And I always explain to the boys and the girls that this is setting you up for success when you're in partnership with someone in the future.
100%. I completely agree with that.
Are you, so in my family, I have way more boundaries surrounding screen time. Like I'm the ogre surrounding screen time. but okay. Mark's the ogre with sweets because I'm like,
oh, you want shaved ice at the beach? Like,
oh, you can have shaved ice at the beach. Why not? You're a kid. Like, wee, you can have a little treat. Like every day I let them have a treat. Whether it's boba tea or yesterday we had shaved ice, which was really, it's called snow cones, I think, where you are, where you are in the country that you reside in. Snow cones, yes. So I'm pretty lax with that. I let them have treats, whereas Mark's a little bit stricter with that. And then he's way more relaxed with the screen time and I'm just a little bit more like the ogre in that area, but at least it balances itself out.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think like in terms of sweets, you know, we know that sugar is just not great for you and everything that we'd love to try to ignore would say that, that it's just not good for, it's like an addiction. It can become an addiction, right? And so we get into these like cycles of like wanting to have something every day. And so I think what we try to do with the sweets or the treats or like whatever it is just try to like, it's everything in moderation, but it's not every day. I mean, sometimes Esme's like, can I eat this bite of cookie? And I'm like, it's 8:30 in the morning. Like, let's not have a cookie at 8:30 in the morning.
Absolutely not. You know? Not in the morning. We have big rules about that. Maybe, so it has to be after food, like good proper food.
Totally. And then like, you know, we kind of have this thing where it's set where we call it Ice Cream Fridays. So Ice Cream Friday after school, we always get ice cream. And so that's when we know, like, that's our day. That's our family hang. Like, we always do ice cream on Fridays. And so also it kind of is going, like, it's not asking every day, like, can I have this or can I have that? It's like, we know that we have ice cream Friday. And then cool. The kids don't get, like, devices and stuff during the week, and they know that. And, I mean, Wyatt has to use his computer for school when he, like, does projects, but they don't, like, play games or watch TV.
Are they allowed to watch TV after school?
No, only on the weekends. And that's just kind of, like, you know, there's been an occasion or two on a Friday where we'll watch, like, or on a Sunday night where we'll watch, like, a documentary or docuseries or something together as a family, but there's no, like, turning on the TV during the week for like kids to watch a show or something. And that's just so that we can keep doing like our routine of after school, we do homework, we like have dinner, and then we hang out, like we read books. Lately, Eric and I have been playing cards. And so that's been kind of fun. Like we just play Rummy and the kids are like, you know, Esme's like playing with Winter, like they play mermaids. And then, you know, Wyatt's finishing his homework and Eric and I are just sitting there playing cards. And I mean, it used to be that we were all be doing separate stuff, but it kind of makes us all there together. And like, if Wyatt doesn't have, you know, homework, then he'll join us for cards or like whatever.
Yeah.
I'm probably driving Eric crazy with asking him to play Rummy every day. I was like, we haven't played Rummy in 2 days. Can we play it tonight?
And he's
like,
oh my God,
yes.
I must Google this Rummy.
I'm just like addicted to it. We played it over the holidays. And so now I'm just like, I can't stop. I'm like, can we play cards every single day?
Oh my God. We're like that with board games. Sleeping Queens, I recommend to everyone. It's a fast, amazing, awesome card game with the kids. Yeah, I love it. And I also love hearing how every family's different. Like we aren't, like our kids are allowed a treat each day. They're allowed one treat each day. And that's cool that yours, like your kids get it once a week on a Friday. Like I love that every family's different. And that's what's so cool about this community as well. You might be listening being like, oh, wow, that sounds stricter. Oh, wow. Like we're even stricter. And I love that you find your flow with your kids and what feels comfortable to you as a parent. And it's never about being in that state of comparison. It's just like finding your own way with it. And everyone's kid is different. Yes, everyone's children react different to things. They react different to devices. Sometimes it's great for families at, you know, they feel like at the end of a long, hard school day, their kids want to unwind by watching a family show together. Like maybe that works for your family, which is amazing. So
yeah,
I love that. And I love hearing comparisons. How other people do it as well, because you might feel inspired to try something different. Or you might say, you know what? This flow is really working for my family. So I really love that.
And I think like the thing that I was saying about everything in moderation is like, even last night, like we were finishing dinner and I was like thinking in my head, like, oh, I really would love like a peanut butter cup, like the Justin's like organic, like peanut butter cups. I love them. And I looked in the cabinet and I was like, ooh, we have some. So I cut them in half for the kids and I gave each kid a half. And then I had one and then I threw one over to Eric. And so we all had them. So it's like, we'll have that, but we won't have like five of them. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm, like you won't just like sit there like eating a bunch of them, or it's not all the time. It's like everything in moderation. Like after dinner, we might have that. And, but we know that we have ice cream Friday. So that's what I meant by that. So
yeah.
Anyway, I agree. Amazing. Well, daisies, we love ya. And, thanks for joining us for this solo episode. We're trying to do more solos just because we have gotten all of your feedback that you love them so much, and that just warms our hearts. It makes us so happy that we're just like sitting here right before we came in to record. I grabbed like a little cup of tea and I was like, ah, I get to go hang out with my girlfriend and like share stories. Anyway, we love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And you can find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will see you soon. Bye.